1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is suing Woolworths and Coles in the federal court. The consumer watchdog alleges the supermarkets misled customers on hundreds of discounts under the Woolworths price dropped promotions and Coles Down Down specials. ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb alleges the supermarkets inflated prices for a temporary period before bringing them back down at the same or slightly higher than the original price.
The price discounts as promoted were misleading because the discount was illusory. In addition, the ACCC alleges that in many cases, Woolworths and Coles planned the temporary price spike in order to establish a new higher was price for their was now price discount promotions.
More hazard reduction burns are being conducted today in Sydney as crews continue to mop up a blaze that got out of control on the northern beaches over the weekend. Jack Hahn reports.
There is still a strong smell of smoke which is coming from Sydney's northern beaches as a fire near Beacon Hill and Oxford Falls continues to smoulder. More hazard reduction burns are planned for today, with one penciled in for Penrith along the Northern Road and another planned for a park in Palm Beach. Today's fire danger rating is moderate. The next high fire danger rating day will be on Wednesday.
There are growing concerns a rise in GP costs is pushing patients to emergency departments. Australian Institute of Health and Welfare data shows patients who aren't being bulk billed are spending 45% more to see a doctor compared to the previous decade. Health Minister Ryan Park says the state government's focused on increasing primary care options such as urgent care clinics to ease the pressure on hospitals.
We know that the federal government continues to try and increase bulk billing across New South Wales, particularly in New South Wales, by increasing the Medicare rebate. But it's concerning that that gap is getting further and further apart for people, and that in turn puts pressure off on our emergency departments.
Australians are being urged to roll up their sleeves, with blood demand at a 12-year high and plasma even more in need. The Red Cross is urging 100,000 Australians to donate for the first time over the next year. Lebanon says three people have been killed during intensified exchanges of cross-border fire between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah. In northern Israel, thousands of people sought shelter in response to a barrage of rockets, cruise missiles and drones. The BBC's Daniel Di Simone reports from Jerusalem.
The deputy leader of Hezbollah has been saying there's a new phase and this is now an open confrontation with Israel. Israel is saying it's going to achieve its war goal, which is to allow 60,000 odd Israelis who've been displaced in the north due to rocket fire from Hezbollah. They're saying they're going to get those people home, and they're saying they're going to continue their military actions until that's achieved. And really, the only way that that can be achieved through military actions is to degrade and weaken Hezbollah to the point where it can no longer fire rockets into northern Israel.
Community Broadcasting is today celebrating 50 years in the Australian media landscape. Shannon Kirkwood reports.
On September the 23rd, 1974, the Whitlam government made the decision to establish community broadcasting in Australia during a cabinet meeting in Canberra. With the event being marked across the sector today, one community radio station is being remembered for a particularly special journey.
This is 2MCE FM transmitting on a frequency of 92.3 megahertz.
That was part of the first test broadcast by 2MCE in Bathurst, located in central west New South Wales, which was the first regional community broadcaster. Today, the sector, which includes radio and television, reaches almost a quarter of Australians each week.
Hope weather.
A sunny day, light winds becoming northwest to northeasterly 15 to 20 kilometres an hour early this afternoon. Heading for a top of 27 degrees in the city, getting up to 29 in the west. Right now it's 25 in the city and 26 in Penrith. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a top of 25. Wednesday, a late shower but a top of 30 degrees. Thursday, showers and windy and 18. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
1032.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones, with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlour, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield, or littleamigos.com.
Parenting a child experiencing autism isn't easy. There's the long wait lists, accessibility of services, and high cost of support. And the big questions. Will they become independent, find a career and meaningful relationships? At Autism 360, our multidisciplinary team of professionals work with you to build capacity for your child and your entire family from a perspective that only comes from lived experience. Check out autism360.com.au, because you were never meant to do this alone. Station sponsor.
Leaving Sydney, good run on the M1 northbound as you make your way to the Central Coast. At YE, though, we do have a grass fire on the M1 southbound between Madelong Road and Huey Road. And Brighton the Sands, a lot of traffic on President Avenue going through the roadworks. Take the family away next school holidays with Flight Centre. 5 nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's later. Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. Keep it on.
Yeah, it is one of the biggest decisions that you can make, not just for your life, but for the life of your child, what you name them. And on Hope Mornings, let me share with you a real-life example of why, in case you hadn't already worked this out, and I hope it's not too late for your child, but let's have a chat about why you should really, really think through what you are going to name your kid, especially when it comes to things that might actually be trademarked. I'm Ben. Ben's definitely not trademarked. Hope Mornings, Penal.
When we only cared about the fall, there was no way to know that we would get here now. Too early to stay worried about us all, before we knew what we were both about. Now we're stuck in holding, everything is frozen, we're faking safe and sound. Man, I can't keep picking up each time you call, if everything I say just is down. You're all that I want. So concerning, soon as I leave you, I just keep on hurting. And once we're off the tracks, it falls apart too fast, and we've been scared for too long, never really last. But once I get to thinking, it all keeps coming back, yeah. You're all that I want. You know you don't die for me. Why not run out in the dead of night? Baby, don't you lie to me. Be honest, just try to be honest, 'cause you're all that I want.
Keep at it, Sydney.
Without you, I'm just a house of cards about to fall down. Without you,
without you.
Sometimes it has to get bad before. before it gets good. I hate that's the way it goes. Anxiety on my mind, I hope that it stops. I hate to self-diagnose. I prayed, I cried, I stayed wide awake, thinking what's at stake, knowing the part I play, the legacy I leave to my kids and their families when they start their own one day. Hey, I just wanna make you proud for the times that I let you down. And the times that I said that I'd be right there when you looked, I could not be found. At my worst, you gave me your best, you gave to me rest. So when they ask me about you, I tell them that you're my all and that I can't live without you.
Without you, I'm just a house of cards. This is all of me in my heart. Teach me how I see when I'm far. Yeah. I just wanna be with you.
Social Club Misfits. This Monday morning, Ben with you. And why would you not be knocked back for a passport? Answer, plenty of reasons. One is your son's name trademarked by the Disney company? Christian and Becky, their son was born on May the 4th. Yeah, that does ring Star Wars bells. May the 4th. And so, in honor of that, Loki Skywalker is what they named their son. Loki, who's in the Marvel Universe, not the Star Wars, which also is Disney. Loki Skywalker, May the 4th. Fast forward to looking to get a passport for their now 7-year-old son so they could go from the UK to the Dominican Republic on holiday, and the Home Office in the UK knocked back the passport application because the Home Office said that your son's name, Skywalker, the middle name, is copyrighted by Disney, and so we can't put it in the passport because you actually would need to get permission from Disney to do that. Now, I don't even know if that's accurate by the Home Office. I'm not having a go at the British Home Office. Just really? Can Disney, I mean, have they copyrighted Skywalker to the tune where a middle name couldn't be on a passport? It doesn't really seem so because news.com.au, the punchline of the story is the family got the passports. Does that mean that Luke Skywalker himself called and said, no, that's fine for Loki Skywalker to have my name on the passport? Did Mickey Mouse, like, go into bat? I don't know exactly what happened. It's just another example, though, of you should really think through what you're calling your child for all kinds of reasons, including whether Disney may or may not own that name. Hope 103.2. This is Coldplay.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it
Hype 103.2.
You're gonna be alright.
Darling, you're gonna be alright. 'Cause the stars will keep on shining through the darkest night. And you can know you're gonna be alright. Lift your eyes to the hills. Remember where your help comes from. Lift your eyes to the hills. You'll never face the valley alone. 'Cause even when your heart is breaking and you've gone and lost your way, you're gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. I know that you're gonna be okay. Not a care in this whole world can take that truth away. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright. Darling, you're gonna be alright. At the end of all our breath, when we're beckoned on to the light, love will meet you there. You're gonna be alright. Oh, the end of all our breath is the beginning of new life. You're gonna be alright.
Lawrence Daigle on Your Hope 103.2. Hello there. My name is Ben McKechnie. There was recently a rave at Bunnings, but church? No. No, but here is a good example of why we Australians should better articulate our words. Yesterday at our church, a missionary couple from Portugal were visiting, and our Portuguese missionary was explaining how years ago, when he first came to Sydney to study at a Bible college, at our church, he was really confused in a conversation he was having with some people about going to another nearby church at Broadway here in Sydney. The church is St. Barnabas, but it is commonly known as Barney's. So people were talking about going to church at Barney's. And our Portuguese missionary was super confused. Church at Bunnings? Church at that place where they sell pretty much everything? What? So no, but please, if we could just better articulate, it would clear up so much confusion.
Hope 103.2. Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
Are you looking for a church to call home in Sydney's southwest? Station sponsor Inspire Church wants to welcome you with open arms. It's a vibrant, Christ-centered church with spirit-filled worship and preaching from the life-changing gospel. Families will find a welcoming atmosphere at Inspire with an exceptional Bible-based kids program and a cafe for food, coffee, and fellowship. For more information, visit inspirechurch.com.
Hope
103.2.
On the sidewalk, innocent, remember, all we did was
Hope.
103.2.
If I could paint, I'd paint a portrait of you. Sunlight in your eyes, a masterpiece of truth. And a single tear, like a silent prayer, that's shining so much brighter than a diamond ever did. If I could do anything at all, I'd do it for you. If I could write, I'd write a book for you. A tale of hidden treasures with an IOU. And a million words wouldn't say a thing that won't be said in three words where love's the central theme. If I could do anything at all, I'd do it for you. Now can't you see what you mean to me? Anything I could do, I'd do it for you. Darling, don't you know just how far I'd go? Anything I could do, I'd do it for you.
suggested. PSA is suggested. Take the fuck off you. Don't just look in the mirror. If you want a new car, start in a clear up.
Do butter and a beach have in common? Butter and a beach. On Hope 103.2, that's Holland. I'm Ben McKechnie. And butter and a beach have bog in common. And I'm talking about butter in Ireland and a beach here in Australia. Bog. Esperance at the top of Western Australia, a beach near there. Recently, it was discovered under the sands, ancient peat bog. Ancient peat bog is much more associated with Ireland, and recently in a peat bog in Ireland, not to be confused with the peat bog up near Esperance in Western Australia, was found centuries-old butter. Butter buried in bog. The bog butter was buried centuries ago because the Irish thought that or knew that it, well, no, they knew it. It preserved the butter so much so that fast forward to centuries now, and I don't know if you can eat the bog butter, but it's definitely been preserved.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label & Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label & Mint, it's simply meant to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Sleep. What is sleep? Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park never sleeps because they're open 24/7 every day. Whether you're an early riser or up late at night, Chemist Works will always be wide awake for you. On top of being open 24/7 every day of the year, including public holidays, they also have a medical centre open till late. Drop into station sponsor Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park or call 1300 247 Chemist. That's 1300 247 243.
We live in a democracy of the people, by the people, for the people, representing the idea that everyone is equal. But have you heard of the democracy of the spirit? I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations. The democratisation of the spirit happened around 2,000 years ago. On the day of the annual Jewish feast, Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out on everyone, sons and daughters, young and old. Where once God's voice was largely limited to prophets, now everyone gained full access. Think about what that means. This was a radical act of empowerment that made the knowledge of God directly accessible to everyone, from the illiterate child in a rural village to the educated professor at an Ivy League university. It's the greatest democratic act of all and reminds us that everyone is equal in the eyes of God. For more on having your own God conversations, go to godconversations.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started. I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Forgetting all I'm lacking. Take your invitation. You take all of me.
I'm here. 103.2.
That is Shepherd on Hope 103.2. I got to spend Saturday afternoon with you on Hope 103.2, and I came in this morning and discovered a text sent afterwards by Julie about something we were talking about on Saturday afternoon. It's from an ABC News story out of Adelaide about Paul, his wife, and their 38-year-old son, Michael. Michael has cerebral palsy. Paul and his wife were looking to move into a retirement village. The retirement village said you can't move in because they wanted to move in with their son Michael, who they care for. The retirement village said, no, we're not set up to care for those who are under 55. Julie, you heard parts of that story and you're letting us know that you're an OT, you're a disability resource coach. You're not that sure about policies in other states, but because you work in this area, you wanted to offer some assistance. So you're pointing out to Paul in Adelaide that he may want to look into, if he hasn't already, NDIS registered residential aged care facilities. They're rare, Julie, you point out, but you believe there are still some out there. Julie, that is amazing. You've even sent through your phone number. You should chase up ABC News in Adelaide, see if you can get in contact with Paul and his family, because Julie, sounds like you are flush with all kinds of assistance to make a big difference in that family's life. Thank you so much, Julie.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2.
When you go solar with Solar Heart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on Solar Heart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a Solar Heart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart, get Solar Heart.
Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help any time, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Hope 1032.
From Moonee Moonee to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
Let's dance in silence, dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the sky.
102 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Anita Savage. The consumer watchdog is taking court action against the supermarket giants over misleading claims on discounts. Josh Bryant reports.
The ACCC has announced it's taking separate action in the federal court against Woolworths and Coles over allegations they breached Australian consumer law over discount claims for hundreds of products. The watchdog alleges the savings promised in some sales by the grocery giants were illusory and that products which had been sold at a stable price for 6 to 12 months were briefly made at least 15% more expensive to increase the apparent discount when they were placed on sale. It's estimated tens of millions of affected products were sold, providing significant revenue for the supermarket chains.
The New South Wales Premier says the government will ensure tenants can freely pay rent and make it easier for them to have pets. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The bill ending no grounds evictions in New South Wales has been delayed until next month, but it will now include laws that won't allow landlords to reject pets without a valid reason. Premier Chris Minns says the laws will also tighten rules to ensure renters have a free and convenient way to pay. Mr. Minns says they believe the bill will make it less stressful for renters, but will still be balanced for landlords. At State Parliament, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Australia's announcing extra humanitarian aid for the residents of Gaza. Another $10 million will be given to two UN agencies. The funding will help deliver nutritional support and hygiene kits for women and girls. The Greens are refusing to support Reserve Bank reforms unless interest rates come down. Michael Packey reports.
Labor's overhaul of the Reserve Bank has stalled, with neither the Greens or Coalition backing the changes. As part of the reforms, the RBA would be split in two. One board would be responsible for interest rate decisions, the other would look after running the organisation. The Greens are demanding the Reserve Bank be forced to cut rates in exchange for its support. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the push is irresponsible.
It's a populist position. They're out craving votes.
But Greens Senator